Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host for for Revolutionary Life. This is your host, Gary. And tonight, Revolutionary Life, which is here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Revolutionary Life speaks about the things that affect our lives every day. Difference is we address those things from a revolutionary point of view. Revolution is just change. So that's what we're talking about. And there's a lot of things out here need change. One of them in particular is the illusion that we live under. And today, and tonight, on our segment, The Illusion, we're going to deal with something called color. In fact, the title of our show tonight is that black is not a color. Stop it. Black is not a color. They could have told you that in school. Yeah, they could have. They could have told you that in first grade. But they didn't. There's a whole lot of shit they should have told you, but they didn't. One of them was just not to call black a color. It is not a color. Never has been a color. There are colors. Yes, black isn't one of them. There are colors that you make up in your mind. Yeah, that's right. There are colors that you make up that don't exist. Did you know that? Did you know there are colors that you walk around every day? You've been told and sold this, so of course you walk around every day saying this is a particular color. There is no such thing. It's an illusion. One is put together by your mind, which you're not made aware of. And the other, it is used. Those who know use this illusion very efficiently. We'll get into that, how those who understand color, all sorts of ways that you have no idea. They know more about how your mind works than you do. So if I told you you were living under an illusion, if I told you you were running a program, if I told you you were living behind a veil of the truth, you might not believe me. So let me just tell you what the truth is. And you tell me, have you been lied to? And don't forget, you can lie by commission. You can commit a lie. And you can lie by omission, by leaving something out. Let me tell you that the knowledge of how the world works makes you powerful. If somebody didn't want you to be powerful, they'd keep the information for how the world works away from you. I know people who have engineering degrees, college engineering degrees. I know people who have history degrees. And they, unintentionally, some of them, spout lies, illusions that were discovered 100 years ago. Why do learned people continue to promote something that science, their own science, has said is not true, is not real? But you get told this in elementary school and primary school and secondary school as though it is real. It's like a historian telling you about Christopher Columbus discovering America. It's like a historian telling you a lie, like the Indians and the pilgrims on Thanksgiving sit down and had a big dinner together and lived happily ever after. It's a lie. It's a lie. Christopher Columbus never set foot on this continent. Hello? Christopher Columbus never set foot on this continent. But you're going to tell your kids that he discovered America because you got told that. And people who know better, go ask them. Don't read a book. Don't listen to me. People who know better allow those lies to continue. But I'm just saying, guys. There's a program out there that you've been sold and told. And so here at Revolutionary Life, since we look at the world through a revolutionary look, we want clarity in order to make change. Work, you got to have clarity. You got to know where you're going. And so we need to wipe the windshield clean so we know where we're going. Tonight, we're going to go into something you was taught to call color. Scientists don't bother with that. People who use color have other names for it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they have an effect on you. And you don't even know it, man. And so that's what clarity is about. How are you going to make change when you've never been told any better? You got a very sharp intellect. You're very smart. But garbage in, like we say in the computer world, garbage in, garbage out. If you don't have the correct information to work with, no matter how good your mind works, it can't come up with the correct answer. It doesn't have the correct data. It was lied to. And so now it's trying to take that lie and make something real out of it and answer a question for you. It cannot. If garbage went in, garbage is coming out. So, welcome to Revolutionary Life tonight. Well, we raised the veil. And I want to tell you, your life changes by perspective. You perceive what you believe. You believe what you perceive. So, if you saw the world from a different perspective, if you could just see the world from a different perspective, maybe you wouldn't believe what you believe now today. If somebody told you the earth was flat and you got in a rocket ship and went around and around and around the earth and took a look, you could come back and say definitively, no, it's not. As a matter of fact, none of the planets in our entire solar system are flat. The example of a flat planet somewhere else that we could take a look at doesn't exist out there. So why would this one be flat? But some people say it's flat. The Earth's flat. Let's pull the veil up, guys. If we can see the world for what it really is, without what we've been told and sold, we would approach this situation differently. But if we want change, we need some clarity. Tonight, we're going to try to get some clarity here. We're just going to drop some truths on you, some proofs on you, and see how you deal with them. You can go back to doing what you were doing, believing what you were believing. I can't help that. But if you listen tonight, we're going to pull the curtain up on some stuff. You can pull it back down if you prefer looking through the curtain. Or you could leave it up and see what the Oz really look like. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight, our presentation is The Illusion. Black is not a color. Is not a color. Never have been. Couldn't be. By definition. Now, this is a call-in show. I have a call-in number on my site, if you're on this site. But I'll also give that number out verbally during our call-in segment. And we have a chat room. And I'll open that chat room also for questions, comments, concerns, that kind of thing. And so you can, and if you like, if you don't want to come onto the air, you can just put your comments in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. So I will announce, guys, as soon as I'm done with the presentation, we're opening up our lines. I have a whole end of this show is whole totally dedicated to call-ins, to what you have to say about these things. And so I want you to think about this title tonight, the whole title, The Illusion, Black is Not a Color. I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll be right back. Don't go away. and you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, FYI to anybody who's new here, all of our shows are archived. We got an on-demand section on my site. If you're on this site and you stroll down, you'll see an on-demand section of all of our previous shows. All you have to do is pick the topic, hit the play button, boom, and you got all of our previous shows, any of our previous shows. This show will be on that on-demand section about an hour after we're done. All of our shows are archived, guys, so if you can't stay for an entire show, don't sweat it. You can play it back at your leisure. Just come to my site, hit that on-demand section, and boom, you're in there. All right. Black is not a color. Don't tell your kids that. Don't raise them believing that. Please. If we want a new generation of people who see the world the way it truly is and the insights that bring, by the way, we need to talk about the benefits that occur to you almost immediately when you look at the world for what it is. I told a story once of a class I was doing and with some young men, teenagers, and I happened to mention that the sun didn't rise and set. They were surprised to hear that. See, you don't hear me. And this day, this is 2021, high school students. When I said the sun does not rise and set, like you hear on the weather every night, they wasn't sure about that. So I stopped the class, maybe, to explain to them that they turn away from the sun every 24 hours. The sun is right where it were when we left it 24 hours ago. It's us that's doing the turning. I even made them calculate the speed at which we were turning. You know, how do we get back here in 24 hours? How fast do we have to be going? That kind of thing. And they got a kick out of it, and the world looked different to them when they left. It wasn't dull. It wasn't the same old day anymore. Now, all the world, or the ground they stood on, if you understand, if you were told the truth, as best we know it, you would look at the world differently, and perspective is everything. Perspective is how you look at every situation. From a certain perspective, it's a good positive. From another perspective, it could be a negative. You know what I mean? Perspective is everything. Tonight, black. Now, guys, if you're looking at my site, if you're on my site, what you're going to see going across the screen is some slides that I put together. Those slides had something on it called the light spectrum. And you'll see a bunch of colors on it. If you see that either one of those slides, and you see either one of that entire light spectrum, see which one of those colors on that slide say black. You won't find one, I can tell you right now. If you get a color wheel, if you go to a paint shop and they give you the pantheon of colors and all the numbers of all the colors and all that good shit, when they get through, there's one color that's not on that list, and that's black. Because black is not a color, never was. color, guys, is a reflected light for the most part, right? When you see the rainbow of colors, red, green, blue, you know, when you see a rainbow, when you see that rainbow of color, it's a breakdown of the sunlight. And they call that white light, by the way. Sunlight is called white light. And now, it breaks down in all these different colors, but one color the rainbow doesn't break down into. Anybody guess what color that is? Black. It don't happen on a rainbow. Black is not a color. Stop it. The understanding, guys, of color, the idea, scientific idea of color, is it's a wavelength of light. Aha. You see all them colors of the rainbow is sunlight breaking down through raindrops, moisture in the air, breaking down into all of its various wavelengths of light. See, the light from the sun is made up of several wavelengths of light and frequencies of light. You get a chance to see what those wavelengths are when there's a rainbow. When there's a rainbow, the sunlight gets broken down into its different frequencies and wavelengths. Red, green, blue. That's what light is. That's what that sunlight is made of. These different frequencies, these different wavelengths. One of them you call red. And another you call violet. Another you call blue. Another you call green. Right? But they're all just different wavelengths of the one light broken down. So you can see all its constituent parts. It's like somebody opened it up for you and showed you what it was made of. And so, won't be one of those colors. Sorry. All right. Black is actually just the opposite. All right? Black is not only is it not a color, black is understood as no color, without color. Colorless means no color. Black means no color. You can't break black down into wavelengths. Or a wavelength. You can, for red, red is a wavelength. It has a certain number of hertz frequency. It has a frequency. And if you look at the charts that are going across the screen on my site, you'll see how they actually list how 20 hertz, 30 hertz cycles a second. How many cycles a second each one of the wavelengths of light make every second. And so some of them are 20 cycles a second. Some of them are a million cycles a second. When we start getting up to microwave. Yeah, microwave is a color by your definition. Microwave is a color, is a frequency wavelength of light. All right? So even radio waves are light. As one of the constituencies of light. Yeah, radio wave is on the light spectrum. Now, there's a 1% of the light spectrum is referred to as visible light. You know why? Welcome, of all the light spectrum, there's 1% of it is called visible light by scientists. Because of all the colors, all the frequencies and wavelengths of light out there, you and me, and most of us, I should say, most humans, can only see 1% of those colors. Oh, yeah. We can see red, but once it becomes infrared, it's still there. We just can't see it. We can see violet, but once it becomes ultraviolet, we can't see it. And then it goes on and on from there. X-ray, it's just another light wave, frequency of light. You can't see it. Doesn't say much about it. Says a lot about your limitations. Because there are animals who can see in different spectrums than you can. That's right. It is possible to see those other colors. You can't. But there are animals who can see in the ultraviolet spectrum. How about that? A hawk flying in the sky, looking down over a field. A hawk can see in the ultraviolet spectrum. And you know how that helps him? If a mice is running through that field and the mice happens to stop and take a leak, guess what? The mice's urine reflects ultraviolet light. And guess who can see in that spectrum? The hawk. And so it assists the hawk in locating tiny little animals in running around in a field, in an empty field, right? Because he can see their urine trails because their urine reflects ultraviolet light. You'd walk right across their urine trail and not even pay attention to it because you can't see ultraviolet light. As a matter of fact, of all the light available, you see 1%. 1%. That's the world you live in, the visual world you live in. There is nothing on that entire spectrum from one end to the other that can be called black. You can find red. Oh, yeah, you can find yellow, green, blue. But you can look up and down that spectrum and you will not find the color black. It ain't on there. Because black is not a color. Black, if anything, is omnipotent. It's a substrate. It's a canvas on which every other color and every other color and thing appears, is able to appear, as a matter of fact. You know, it's kind of like the stars in the sky, they are out there all day long. You don't recognize that there are stars in the sky sometimes until night falls and the sky is black. So that dark sky is the only way you see stars. The dark sky represents the substrate. It represents the ground that the plants grow out of. You know what I mean? Everything else emerges from black. Black helps identify, define, and refine the shape of things. It's like a silhouette. You know, if I took a piece of white paper and drew a face and laid it against a piece of white paper, you couldn't make out the shape of the face. But just as sure as I lay that white cutout against a black background, you'd be able to make out the design. Now, and it's kind of a simple way of saying, of pointing out how black cannot be a color. In fact, it is not. In fact, in physics, black is referred to as no color. White is referred to as all colors. Black is referred to as no color in physics. And in fact, that is because color, the best that we can work it out with our little bitty 1% of visual light that we can see as humans, of all the light out there, we see this 1% red to violet. All right. Plus, most of those we make up by mixing colors. For instance, when you see a plant may be green. The plants in your house are green, or out there in your yard, your grass is green. Well, if you see green as a color of an object, what you are seeing is the frequencies of light that cannot penetrate, that is not absorbed or cannot penetrate that object. You seeing light bouncing back off of that object. And if that object is a plant and you see green, that means that that plant's skin, outer covering, where the sun hits it, it will not allow the sun, which is made up of all these different colors, red, green, blue, all that rainbow colors. When you break light down, that's what you see. So when all them colors in the way of sunlight hits the green plant, plant rejects yellow and blue light. So if you look at a rainbow and you see all these different colors, there's two colors that cannot make it from the sun, from white light. There's two colors that arrive at a plant that cannot be absorbed, where will not be absorbed. In fact, will not be allowed inside of that plant. In fact, will be rejected by that plant. In fact, will be reflected by that plant. What's reflected is what you see. And I said, what did I say? Blue and yellow. I think it is. Yeah, blue and yellow makes green. And so blue light and green light cannot get through that plant. It gets kicked back to your eyes. And you say, oh, that's a green plant. Truth of the matter is everything but green. That's right. That's right. The color you call stuff every day is often a reflection of the wavelength that that stuff will not absorb, will not allow through. It reflects it back. And you say, oh, that's a green plant. But it's everything but green. It will not allow the light wavelengths that make up green to penetrate its skin. And so it throws back that blue and yellow light that makes up green. And you look and say, hey, that plant is green. Or that car is red. Or my shoes are green or red or whatever they are. Black. Black isn't a color. And so if you would look at the world differently now. You're looking at the world differently when you walk through the world knowing that the colors you call things, well, the color you see is a color that's not accepted by that material. That material bounces that color back off of it when the sunlight hits it. And you remember, the sunlight is loaded with colors, with frequencies, with wavelength, with their different wavelengths. And they appear to us colors. Some of them do. 1% of them do. We can't see the rest of them for some reason. We're just not equipped. Because there are animals who can. And so, if you walk through the world, you look at the world different with a different perspective when you know what's going on around you. The only way is out of ignorance or on purpose would they allow you to get past elementary school without knowing how your body works and without knowing how the world works around you. You got to live in that world, don't you? That kid got to grow up in this world. Why does he think the sun is going up and down in the sky at high school? Nobody thought it was important enough to tell him. You've normalized lies. You've normalized lies. And it become okay for you to live in an illusion. Well, you can't do that over here at Revolutionary Life. We don't play that game. Because we want clarity, we try to look at things the way they are, not how we've been told and sold they are. Two different things. Light is electromagnetic waves. Ask any scientist, look it up in Wikipedia. When I call it light, that label says nothing about it, its nature, and its characteristics. When I say color, it says nothing about the nature, the characteristics of the colors that are reflecting at you right now from everything around you. That has color. Black in physics is considered no color because it absorbs, allows in, does not reflect back any of the sun's wavelengths and frequencies that make up white light. Since color is that thing, that frequency, that wavelength that is reflected from an object, black reflects no color from the sun. It absorbs them all from light. Therefore, it cannot be called a color, can it? Because color is the wavelength of light reflected to your eyes from an object based on what that object would allow in terms of waves from the sun into it, colors into it, and what colors it will not allow into it based on its material, what it's made of, or the paint that's used, the pigments that are used. And so, remember, since black does not reflect any of the frequencies of light that strikes it, it is considered in physics no color. White reflects all of the vibrations of light that we can see off of it, back away from it. A white object in physics, white is called all colors because the object that is white at its surface is white because it will not accept any of the radiation from the sun, especially in the spectrum, certainly in the visual spectrum, in our visual spectrum, blue, green, all those colors are kicked back all at the same time away from a subject, from a surface that is white. White will not allow the sun's vibrations in. And it throws them all back, all at once. And we see white because they are all together, the same way they came. If the light from the sun looks like white light, then the subject that it hits, if it's white, then it's throwing back all the light from the sun. If you go to a place like Greece and places where in the Mediterranean or places where it gets really hot, oftentimes the buildings are painted white to keep them cool, because white will reject and reflect the sun's vibrations. If you're light-skinned, if your surface of your skin is light, it heats up faster than someone, the surface of someone's skin who is in the same, under the same conditions. It heats up, it will heat up faster, but you're, the lighter you are, the more is an indication that more of the sun's light that is hitting your skin, the surface of your skin, more of it is being reflected back than is being absorbed. That's why you're not green or blue for the most part. Because green and blue, because all those different colors are absorbed by you, by the surface of your skin. But if you're really light-skinned, if you're like an albino person, who has no pigment in their skin, they can't hang out in the sun because they will burn quickly. Because here's the thing, guys, when the sun tries to penetrate your skin, it don't stop just because you're reflecting it off of it. As long as you're in the sun is beaming down on you. And if you don't let it in, if your skin does not allow it through, does not absorb it, then it's going to get hot right there at that surface. And you're going to get something called sunburn. And you'll get it, and everybody can get it, but you can get it quicker and more, you know, it's more dangerous for an albino. A person that's born is with no pigment at all in their hair, skin, their eyes, their eyelashes, right? Even some people got melanin in their eyelashes and hair and eyebrows and things like that. But an albino doesn't have that. So when the sun hits them, they reject the sun in all its frequencies. And so they look white looking, pink or white. You know what I mean? They're very light, skinned, light hair, all that. And so the sun sends all of these different colors down this way, beaming on us, these different colors, these different electromagnetic waves of different frequencies and vibrations. You want me to get esoteric on you, do you? The scientist says this light is electromagnetic waves. So these different electromagnetic waves come down in different frequencies and in different wavelengths. And when they hit your skin, you absorb or don't. Or they hit any object, it absorbs or it does not these colors, these electromagnetic waves. What it does not absorb, what it kicks back, you see. So like I said, when you see a leaf, if it's green, it's everything but green. It allowed everything in the electromagnetic spectrum through except the color green. the wavelength that makes up, the two wavelengths actually coming together that makes up green. They're being rejected. Yellow and blue are being rejected from that leaf the moment it hits it. And so you say, oh, that plant is green. And I say, well, you might say it's everything but green. Green is the one colors, set of color, arrangement of color that it will not accept. Do you see the difference the way you look at this world? Makes all the difference in the world. Your perspective on the world makes all the difference in the world. Black is not a color. And physics is called no color because it reflects none of the sun's rays. It absorbs electromagnetic waves from the sun at almost at every wavelength, in every frequency of light, all the colors. Keep in mind, guys, you didn't get taught correctly in school, and that teaching does not make you just ignorant of certain things. It also affects your life every day and how you look at the world that you live in and how you access this world. I told you that in my previous presentations, guys, you can go back and check my presentation, but you're electric. You're an electric appliance. Your muscles, your senses, your nervous system, your brain, all of it works through little electrical impulses, fellas, folks. You're surrounded by electromagnetic waves, which you call colors. And nobody will tell you, except some people, some places, you can go in some other places, that these colors don't have any effect on you. They're just colors. They're just pretty colors. Don't pay any attention to that. They're just colors. And the main color that's going to be on cars this year, and the main color that they're going to put on cars, that they put on cars last year, when you start seeing these cars coming out of the car dealership, and they all have very similar colors, well, listen, guys, maybe you don't know, maybe you don't care. Maybe it's ignorance. Or maybe it's on purpose that it even happens in the first place. But those colors have an effect on you. Those colors represent an electromagnetic wave, not a color. If you just drop that word color for a minute, you will see a different world around you. If you drop the word light for a minute and realize that that's not light, light. A light doesn't say anything about what it is. But if what you call it an electromagnetic, when scientists call it, what is it, when you look it up, it's going to say electromagnetic waves. And what does that mean? That means that the shit shining on you call sunlight or light, has two properties, electrical and magnetic, and it's shining on you. By the way, and it's being reflected to you, by the way. And what's being reflected to you? Is it a color? No, it's an electromagnetic wave that's being shot at you. That's you being drenched in when you go to buildings. Federal building, government buildings, for instance. If you ever notice in public buildings and government buildings, even schools, you will notice a color scheme in the hallways. Halfway up will be one color, and halfway up will be another color. And most of these colors are often going to be pastel colors. In other words, they know more about your brain than you do. And they won't teach you that colors have any effect on you at all. Why should they tell you that? That you're about to be showered in an electromagnetic wave at a vibrating at a certain frequency, at a certain hertz. Blue vibrates at a certain frequency. Red is the longer of the electromagnetic waves. That's why they use it for stop signs and tail lights. It has a long wavelength. They know that. You don't know it. You probably never thought of it. But they know it, that they know which light can reach you from a distance and which one can't. They do the same thing with sound, audio. But if you understood it, the world around you differently, you look at it differently, man. You travel, you move differently, wouldn't you? Hopefully. So tonight, guys, I just want to speak on the physics of the illusion. You see, there are certain things they will hide from you, but in order for them to have a mathematical calculation that comes out correct, they have to come up with the truth. But they won't publish the truth. They won't bring you into that truth. But when it comes down to it, they have to go. Electrical engineers won't tell you because they didn't get taught this in school. They won't tell you that electricity doesn't go down through lines, electric lines and cords that we plug into the wall. That's not how our stuff get electrified. Why should they? Why should they tell you that? But an electrical engineer, they had to tell him that at a certain level and his mastery of his task. But then they told him, forget about it. It doesn't matter. Go ahead and behave as though electricity actually goes down through those wires. But they know better. Yeah, they do. Oh, yes, they know. They know, they know, they know. You don't know. You don't know it's electricity you're paying for. Well, you don't know that the that's another story. Black is not a color. Black in physics is considered no color. Color is an electromagnetic wave at a certain wavelength that is reflected to you from the objects around you that are colored. Those colors are just electromagnetic waves that the object will not allow to go through it. So it reflects it back and you see what's reflected back. Not what was absorbed. As long as the light is sunlight, as long as it's white light, that object got hit with every color in the book. Now, I'll bring this to an end, guys, but I want you to understand the physics. If you ever use it in your life, at least know the difference. If you know the sun doesn't come up and down and you still tell people I'll see you at sunset, okay, but still know the difference. And if you use the difference, they can't keep you down here. The difference is mental also. So before I wrap it up, I just want to say there is no such thing. There is no such thing as the color pink, P-I-N-K. No such thing. No such thing. It's not one. If you look on the color spectrum, that's a color spectrum, right? I put it up there on my site. The pictures are going across on my site, on my slideshow. You can go look up the color spectrum yourself. There's two colors I can tell you now won't be on there. Black, because it's not a color. And pink, because it's not a color. You make it up in your mind.
Look that up too, guys. Look up the color pink. Yeah, you can go to Wikipedia somewhere, I guess, and just say color pink.
And they'll tell you there's no such thing. It's a mental setup in your mind. You ought to know that. And nothing you can do about it. But you ought to at least know that, folks. All right. I'm going to give y'all a break. When I come back, I'm going to open up my chat room and open up my lines, and it's going to be your time to shine. Here's a little music, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, we've been discussing our presentation, our topic for tonight was black. No, actually it was the illusion, : black is not a color. Black is not a color. Is anything but, does not fit the definition of a color, cannot be found on the color line of colors, because it is not a color, all right? And the illusion is that you're not told this. The illusion is that you use the word color, that you use the word light without knowing what either one of those things are. And there's a reason for that, for you not having an intimate understanding of what's shining on you when the sunlight hits you, that it's electricity, that it's electromagnetic waves. That is to say, it's electric. And it's magnetic. And you are too. Every muscle in your body, every impulse in that your senses use to travel up your nervous system to your brain is an electromagnetic, is an electric impulse. If your heart stops beating, they will jolt you with electricity, these two paddles. They will put these two paddles on you and jolt electricity through your body to get your heart to start beating. You are electric. But you know nothing about electricity and the electromagnetic waves that shine on you every day and the colors that are chosen for you. They are all electromagnetic waves.
And so black seems not to reflect any of the electromagnetic spectrum, especially the visible spectrum, that is from red to violet. And and therefore, in physics, black is considered no color. White reflects all of the electromagnetic waves, their frequencies, in the visible spectrum, back away from it, and that's why it's the color white, because it rejects every color, every electromagnetic wavelength coming that make up sunlight or white light. And so it appears white. And so in physics, white is considered all colors. Black is considered no color because it does not reflect electromagnetic waves from the sun. It absorbs them. In the visible spectrum, it absorbs red, green, yellow. It absorbs those colors. As opposed to reflecting them. So that's all. We want to just make that clear tonight. As a part of what we call our illusion section. You probably missed some of our presentations where we pointed out the illusions that we live under, the things we believe to be true. Some of them we know. Cognizance, dissonance, is a word you may have heard of before. Cognizance, dissonance, dissonance. You know better. Somehow or another, you missed something you should have known better. It was right there in your face, and you walked past it. Because you've been distracted by labels that don't say what's in the bottle. Light tells you nothing about the electric and the magnetic properties of the sunlight that you walk under every day. The colors that you're subjected to every day. You call them light, you call them colors. Everybody else knows this. They have two properties, electric and magnetic. And they all will affect you because you are also electric and magnetic. You don't know how powerful you are. But if the illusion doesn't get pulled from up over your eyes, you will continue to believe that you're just a squirrel in this world trying to get a nut versus this being your world. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me. 563-999-3531. If you have something to say on the subject, call me. You go straight onto the air. There's no secretary. So everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. My chat room is open. You have questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat and responding if you like. In writing or out over the mic for everyone, your comments and concerns, etc. This part of the show I put aside just for you. I call it your time to shine. Let me give you a little music while you think about, while you contemplate conversation. I'll be here. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life, excuse me, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. My name is Gary. Tonight we've been discussing the illusion. We have several sections on the illusion because there's so many things, guys. There's just so many things that we take for granted every day. We say it so often, and some of us know that that's not true. But it gets so, we get so used to saying it that we pass it on to our kids, and then they see it. And the next thing you know, they're looking at the world that way. I gave a very simple example, very, very simple example in one of my illusion programs, where the weatherman tells you every day sunrise and sunset. And I told you I was teaching a class with teenagers, high school kids. And I mentioned to them that the sun doesn't rise and set. And they were surprised to hear that. So I stopped the class and I changed the class to a class on science. And they were fascinated. These young kids were fascinated to find out that they were spinning in space. It was fascinating to find out that they weren't even the same place in space they were last year. They've made a whole loop around the sun. They didn't know that. They didn't know that the sun is sitting there waiting for us when we get back. It's us that's doing the turning every 24 hours, not the sun. It'll be right there when we get back, but for the next few hours, we're going to be turning to the left, to the left, to the left, the way hurricanes run, the way your toilet flushes. We're going to be turning to the left. And so in 24 hours, we'll be back, and the sun will be right there waiting on us. Oh, these kids love this. They were more excited about looking up at the sky instead of down at the ground. Every day wasn't just a boring day anymore. Let me tell you how freeing it is. It must be to know how the world works, really works. And why they're not taught that, why that's not drilled into the head and understanding of the universe that they got to go live in, the world they got to live in, the air they have to breathe. They're not educated in. Day one. The body they have to maintain, they're not educated in. Day one. They don't know that they are electric. You don't know that every cell in your body has a voltage. That's right. And you have billions, millions of cells in your body, skin cells, blood cells, bone cells, nerve cells, brain cells. Positive on the outside, positive on the inside, negative on the outside. It's all electric. Shit. There's some animals out there who know this, and you don't. There's some animals out there that if you reached and grabbed them, they could hit you with a volt of electricity from their body. They ain't got to be hooked up or plugged in to nothing, to anything. They ain't got batteries. They ain't walking around with battery packs. But they will knock you down with electric voltage if you touch them. And then they're going about their business while you try to figure out what the hell just happened. They can use that electricity, and you can too. And China, in the East, they call it chi. I think it's C-H-I. They call it chi. But it's an energy that you own, always have, to move things with. I told you don't know how powerful you are, but you live in an illusion that told you you were nothing. You were a victim. You just happened to be born, or you're just a squirrel in this world trying to get a nut. But you're anything but. Black is not a color. That's just one more illusion you've accepted and walk around saying and will pass on to your kids. That's a lie. Even now that you know it's a lie, you will say black is a color. Probably. I don't know. It's no color. None. My lines are open. I still got some time. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. Call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody hears what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. My chat room is open. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I monitor that chat. I respond to them in writing or I respond to them verbally. If you like, over the mic, over the air. It's your time to shine. I set this whole side of the show aside for you. I'm going to give you a few more minutes to think about it, and I'll be right back. I'm going to give you some music. I'll be right back. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Then you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Revolutionary Life, guys. And I'm your host, Gary. And we always talk about things here on the station that affect our lives every day. We just approach these things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change, man. And change is the one thing in this universe that's inevitable. It's changing right now as we speak. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And tonight, and we have a section here called The Illusion. We talk about the illusions that we live under and normalize every day that guide our lives. Turns out they affect our lives every day. The way we look at the world, our perspective on the world. Understanding some things that are just not true and understanding what they really look like, you deal with things a little, you move differently. I want you to move with clarity. Tonight, we just pointed out another illusion, something you call color. Don't be fooled. Find out what that is and how it affects you and the world around you. And how the world around you, look at nature if you want to know how to deal with light. Electromagnetic waves. Guys, I have a follow button on my site. If you want to know when we're live, go up and if you're on my site, go up to the top right of my site, I believe, and there's a follow sign there. You can click follow, and you'll be alerted, notified, when we're live. Across from that follow button is a share button. Anybody who are interested in taking a revolutionary look at the world around us, whether it's a particular subject, it doesn't matter, guys. You know, we talk, if you've been around a while, you know, we talk about everything here from politics to society, social history, social political economy, all the way down to love and relationships and spiritual things. Oh man, we all over the place. Religion. So don't miss out. Hit that follow button and you'll be notified when we're live. Share this. Hit that share button and share it with people who might be interested in this subject or just looking at all many subjects in our lives from a revolutionary point of view, from medicine to education. Doesn't matter. We deal with the subjects that affect us. If it's one of those subjects, let's talk about it. I always cut the show in half so that I can use the last half for you. I call it your time to shine. But it's just so you can call in or write in if you have a comment or concern or question or if you'd like to speak on the subject. Right? And so be sure to stick with us here tomorrow night, Friday night. We'll be here 7 p.m. tonight, Central Standard Time, U.S. And you never know what the subject might be, so you better hit that follow button so you have a heads up. All right. I want to thank everybody who listening in tonight. And I'll see everyone tomorrow night. You have a good night. Stay woke. Stay woke. And I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to give you a little music as we go out and wish you a good night. Buenas noches. Buonanotte. Ciao.